For years, Chicago officials turned water into a revenue stream, rapidly increasing the cost of a resource that people can't live without. It's left tens of thousands of them drowning in debt. Chicagoans racked up over $421 million in delinquent water bills over the last decade. Much of this debt is concentrated in the city's majority black zip codes. This week, we have an investigation from WBEZ's Maria Ines Zamudio showing how the city's aggressive debt collection system punishes homeowners who can't afford their water bills.
Please be advised that we are a debt collector and any information obtained may be used for that purpose.
Carla Pagin is cleaning and catching up on bills. For her, that means calling debt collectors. Pagin wears a flowery summer dress. Her hair is styled in long braids, and they move as she shuffles dozens of delinquent water bills. She owes more than $8,000. For years, Pagin made payments, just not enough to cover the full bill. Then she lost her job as an office assistant when schools closed during the pandemic. Without income, her debt kept growing. Then, earlier this year, Pagin missed a hearing. She ended up with a default judgment against her for unpaid water bills, plus hundreds in attorney fees. That's how Pagin ended up on the phone with this debt collector on a hot summer day. In order to get on a payment plan, the debt collector wants her to pay hundreds each month to pay for the past due bill, plus her current water bill.
I can't afford that. And I keep telling you guys that.
The debt collector sympathizes with her, but warns her, you can't ignore the debt.
You don't want to have that bill just sitting dormant without being paid because then it starts to accrue penalties.
Of the $8,000 Pagin owes, $1,700 come from penalties. And Pagin has spent months looking for help. When Mayor Lori Lightfoot launched the Utility Billing Relief Program earlier this year, Pagin was excited. It was the light at the end of the tunnel. But she was rejected. Twice. She earns too much to qualify, but not enough to stay current with her water bills.
Why would you penalize people for water? I don't understand. This is not like this is a choice. I have to have water.
She's exhausted and feels stuck.
This is so crazy. This just came from nowhere. Like I'm already struggling hard enough just to pay my mortgage. I can keep a roof over me and my baby's head.
She wipes her tears and keeps going.
Okay.
Pagin's water bill started becoming unmanageable in 2017. That's when the city approved the water and sewer tax to fund the city's pensions. Former Mayor Rahm Emanuel praised the Chicago City Council for approving that tax.
I know it did not come without some political costs, but this council will be remembered for doing things that other councils in the past did not do.
That tax has been expensive for Pagin, costing her an extra $1,600 over the last 4 years. Manuel Teodoro is an associate professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He says these taxes are harmful and often go unnoticed.
If you look at the full range of ways that the city can raise revenue, a water and sewer tax is extremely regressive because everybody has to use water. Everybody has to use sewer.
The Pagin family tree is rooted at this Englewood home where she lives with her teenage son. There's a pine tree in the front yard that towers over the house. Her grandfather planted it when he bought the house in the 50s, and now it's hers.
If that tree right there could talk, that's why you see I've got a picture on it, the stories that that tree could tell.
Dozens of relatives sat under that tree and made this their home too.
Everyone in my grandmother and my grandfather's family from the South, everyone stayed in this building.
Pagin is afraid of the growing debt. Her property is unmetered, which means she's charged by the size of the two-flat building instead of how many gallons Pagin and her son use. She tried to get a meter in 2019, but the city suspended the program. That was after news broke that elevated levels of lead were found in homes where the meters had been installed. She'll continue to fall even more behind.
I don't know what their administrative issues are, but clearly it's affecting a lot of the residents on the south and west sides of Chicago. And I don't want to have to lose my building for a water bill.
The city's debt collection system often punishes residents like Pageant, handing over their debt to private debt collectors. Marina Zamudio, WBEZ News.
This investigation was supported by the Pulitzer Center. You can find more information about this investigation at wbez.org/waterdebt.